أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأمددناهم بفاكهة ولحم مما يشتهون. In the beginning of the surah, Surah Tur, by which five dramatic qasams Allah Ta'ala made the statement that Qiyamah will definitely be coming. And then those who denied Qiyamah and the life of the year after, who did not believe in Allah, what their condition will be was described. Then Allah Ta'ala described, on the other hand, the condition of the believers who believe in Allah Ta'ala and who believe in the day of Qiyamah. Further with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمْدَتْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْمٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ اور تار لگا دیا ہم نے ان پر میووں کا اور گوشت کا جس چیز کو جو چیز چاہے. And we have put lined up, we have made a whole line of menu of all types of fruit and of meat, that meat which they would love and they will enjoy. In other words, to their heart's delight, they will have food also. And there will be all types of food and perfectly very good, for the best of fruit will be there. يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا لَا لَغُنْ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمُ جَبَتِهِ وَهَا بِيَالَ نہ بکنا ہے اس شراب میں اور نہ گناہ ہے اور نہ گناہ میں ڈالنا. And then there will be wonderful goblets of wine that will be there. And they will go eagerly taking of that goblets of wine. And that wine will be such that there won't be any, that a person won't go out of his mind. Like the wine and alcohol of this world, then a person does not remain in his correct state of mind. That won't be the case there. And neither will there be any sin. That is a pure wine that Allah Ta'ala will give to them, the drink of Jannah. And very eagerly they will go and take and grab of that wonderful drink, and they will be enjoying that. وَيَطُوفُ عَلِيهِمْ وَيَطُوفُ عَلِيهِمْ غِلْمَانٌ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونَ اور پھرتے ہیں ان کے پاس چھوکرے ان کے گویا وہ موتی ہے اپنے غلاف کے اندر. And then to serve them, to see to all their needs, there will be young boys. And they will be so handsome and so beautiful that they will be looking like pearls in the oysters. That is untouched and no dust or anything upon them. Completely pure and clean they will be. And they will be there to serve them all the time. Whatever they will want at any time, like beautiful pearls they will be, and they will be there to serve them. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ اور منہ کیا بعضوں نے دوسروں کے طرف آپس میں پوچھتے ہوئے. And then also one of the scenes of Jannat will be that they will be facing one another, they will meet them again, people who were together in this dunya also, family people, community people who we knew, we will meet one another there, and there they will have one discussion. Various discussions are discussed in the Quran at their various places. Yet this discussion will be made. قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُوا فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ بولے ہم بھی تھے اس سے پہلے اپنے گھروں میں ڈرتے رہتے. We were also such that when we were in the dunya, we were in our houses, we were frightened all the time. And this is one of the great signs of the people of Iman, that how their mort is coming. They are not unmindful of it, that just carrying on with life, that how my mort will come, they're not worried about it. They are, because nobody has got guarantee how his mort is going to come. So they said, we were there in the dunya and we were always worried, will my mort come on Iman? Will it not come on Iman? What kind of a mort will I get? So this is what they used to be discussing, and that they will discuss in Jannat also. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا پھر احسان کیا اللہ تعالی نے ہم پر. Then Allah Ta'ala showed His great favors upon us. وَوَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ اور بچا دیا ہم کو لو کے عذاب سے. And Allah saved us from this very hot punishment, this very where hot winds will be blowing and where the fire will be raging. And according to riwayat, this very sea of ours, this will be turned into the fire of Jahannam. And as the sea has got waves, like that the fire of Jahannam will have waves of fire that will be coming. especially when there are hurricanes, thunderstorms, and all types of storms, tsunamis in the sea. How wild the sea rages. Like that it will rage with fire. These people will be able to see all that. And they will say, Allah saved us from all that. And here we are now. We were worried in the dunya. We stayed away from sin. We made our iman strong on Allah Ta'ala. And now Allah has saved us. Inna kunna min qablu nad'u. Hum pehle se pukarte the usko. We all the time while we were in dunya, we used to call upon Allah. We used to make dua. We used to make dua that, oh Allah, give us a good mort. Give us mort on iman. Oh Allah, save us from all types of sin. We were worried about our iman. We were worried about our amal. And now Allah has saved us. Innahu huwa al-barrur rahim. Beshak wahi hai suluk wala meherban. Undoubtedly it is only Allah Ta'ala who is most kind and who is most merciful. And He is the one who fulfills these duas. So in this ayat further, as a completion, Allah Ta'ala explains here also how the people of Jannah will be enjoying, what their condition will be. One particular point that we should take note of, that we should be concerned of how our maut comes. That must be a concern daily. It has been narrated, a person who reads 25 times, and in one narration 20 times, Allahumma barik li fil maut. Oh Allah, give me barakat in who remembers maut. 20, 25 times a day, his maut will come as a shaheed. So we should remember maut. And a very easy way to remember maut, which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, we don't have to remember maut in a frightened way. But just, his Maulana has written, just think like this, that now the end of my life has come, and the farishta of Jannat is coming to take my ruh, and all the ni'mats of Jannat are opening upon me, and now I'm going to be dying, and I'm going to Jannat. So that, in that way, it's not hard to think of maut. We don't have to think that, oh, I have to leave this dunya, I have to leave my family, or what, maybe I'll get adab, or what I'll get, but think of it in a positive way. That is also remembering maut. And by remembering maut in a positive way is easy also, and we will get the darja of a shaheed also. So a person should remember and think of maut regularly also, and this is the primary prescription to stay away from sin. If a person remembers his maut, and then to prepare and not be lazy with amal, it will become easy when a person thinks of maut. So in this way Allah has described the wonderful condition of the people of Jannah.